All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Teleconference Call. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Arizona coach Sean Miller. The Wildcats are on the road at Stanford on Wednesday and then at California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
How are you doing today? I wanted to get your opinion, what you think of the rise of fifth-year seniors who are taking the grad school route to play 1 year.
I think, number one, we all have to play by the rules that were given, and the fact is that a few years ago the NCAA ruled that if you get your degree and have remaining eligibility that you can go anywhere. So we had a player last year, Mark Lyons, who was a big part of what we did, and certainly we took advantage of it. If you would ask me, just overall, I guess I'm somewhat confused. I think that for the betterment of college basketball, to have somebody sit out, have a year in residence, and then be able to play regardless of the circumstances, and to do away with a player who was in the situation you're describing altogether, I think would benefit everybody. One of the sad parts is, and, you know, I was at Xavier before I came here to Arizona, is, you know, you have some guys who are very unheralded out of high school, and they perform very well. You give your heart and soul as a university to develop them, and you think about all that it takes to get your college degree, especially in 4 years, and then there are those players that are looking for a big stage and just they leave, and they leave at a time where they could be at their very best for that university. So I don't know if the intent of the rule is what it's become, but I think if we did away with that altogether and then in addition made everybody sit out a full calendar year regardless of circumstance when they transfer, what you would see is the changing of schools would really calm.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle.
Good morning, Coach. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about Aaron Gordon's first year and how it's gone. Just kind of wondering, are there elements to his game that you don't think people are really focusing on?
Well, you know, I've said it really since Aaron came here in the fall. His greatest gift to a team, regardless of whether it's high school, college, or an NBA franchise, is he's the ultimate teammate. Incredibly gifted, but extremely bright. Works at the game tirelessly. First to be in the gym, last to leave. Every time that we've laced him up to play a game, whether it be home or away, he's trying to do his very, very best. Very, very coachable. Tries to do whatever we ask of him, and if you think about what he's done at Arizona, he's really blended into an excellent team, and, you know, it's not that he needs to score points. He's played great. There are some games where maybe he did one thing really well and didn't score. His demeanor has never changed after the game. He's always the same, and because of that, it's one of the reasons our team has had the success that we've had.
I wonder, Coach, if it's a concern of yours that players sometimes, when they're freshmen, they return to their home areas, for instance, that they may try to do too much or be a little nervous. I'm kind of wondering, what are you concerned about that in the case of Aaron Gordon coming back to the Bay Area for the first time?
No, not at all. You know, Brandon Ashley, Aaron Gordon, and Elliot Pitts are all from the Bay, and you know, I think they're excited to come home because there's family and friends there waiting on them. But, you know, I think the biggest thing that they want to do is perform well and have our team win. And I think those guys all have learned that the way those two things happen is just to stay as focused as you can on the task at hand. And I really think that, you know, their hearts and minds are in good places right now.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sean, have you seen any signs that your team that the unbeaten streak has weighed on your team at all, or are they handling that aspect of it?
You know, Bud, we've handled it well to this point. You know, I don't know how it will turn out on Wednesday in terms of us continuing to handle it that way. It can change very quickly, as you know. But we haven't tried to talk a lot about that streak. I think we're really proud of the fact that we've won as many in a row as we have, and especially breaking a record at Arizona is always meaningful. But, you know, we've been pretty locked in on trying to compete within our conference for the regular season championship. All of us know that there's a lot of basketball left. A year ago at this time, we were in the driver's seat. It seemed as if we were destined to be the Pac-12 champion, and we ended up finishing in second place. So because of the number of players that we had on last year's team, and I think the experiences that we drew from that, we know that you have to be ready every game and every day, and that's really been our focus, and I think that's the most healthy way for us to keep approaching the remainder of our games.
This is new territory for you as well, going this far into a season undefeated. Have you found it any different in that regard?
In some ways, not at all, because you know, when you're in it, not looking on the outside, you're so consumed with the day, what just happened, and what's up next. But I think all of us, our staff, myself, you know, we've all taken a deep breath. We have a good group. We have a talented team, but part of their talent is the fact that they are very unselfish. And I think, you know, I'm smart enough to know that it's not going to be like this every year. It's difficult to win several in a row, let alone 20. So I think we've taken some time just to step away and enjoy it, and at the same time keep things moving in that same direction where, you know, a couple weeks from now, if you watch us, you see the same characteristics in place as maybe you see now or a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Sean, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, we'll see you.